Monday, the 4th of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today happens to be the feast day of St. John Vianney. And some of us in South Africa might know about St. John Vianney, perhaps a little bit, because our own seminary, where our priests are trained, is called St. John Vianney Seminary. So let's have a little bit of a thought about John Vianney. Who was he? And why is he a saint? Well, he was a priest working in the 1800s in France. And at this time, France had kind of lost a lot of Catholicism. It had lost a lot of Christianity. The French Revolution had happened, and one of the things the French Revolution tried to do was to get rid of all the Christians, or to get rid of Christianity, really. It thought that Christianity was part of how people were oppressed. And this priest, Vianney, was appointed to the parish of Ars, which we're told had only about 230 people living in it. And when he was first sent to Ars, Vianney couldn't find the town. He got lost trying to find it because it was such a small, tiny town. Nobody knew where it was. And finally, a young shepherd helped him to find it. But while he was there, he began to work with the local people in a very rural, very small, very rural part of the world. And he helped the people to grow back into faith. He really led them back into faith. And I think that's why we choose to name our seminary. Do you know what a seminary is, guys? A seminary is where if a young man feels a call to the priesthood, then he might go to the seminary, and that's where he will learn how to be a priest, and he will study philosophy and theology and biblical studies, and he'll do a little bit of New Testament Greek and maybe some Hebrew and Latin, and there he will learn how to be a priest. And hopefully he'll also do a little bit of pastoral care, where he learns how to be kind to the people who come to him when he is a priest. And I think what's nice about John Vianney is that there you have a priest, a very ordinary priest in a way, who goes and works for his life in a very small community, not in a big city, not hundreds of Instagram followers, not on Facebook, just in a very private way. And yet, his sermons get written up and published later. He's remembered for being a good confessor. The people knew him and loved him, and he came to lead them back to God. And that's what we look to our priests to do, don't we? We look to them to help us to grow in our faith. That's why we go to Mass on Sundays, to be rooted in our faith, to receive the Eucharist, but also to listen to the sermon, to listen to the priest telling us about the Word of God. And every priest should be saying something in their sermon for children as well as the adults in the congregation, so that there's something for all of us to hear. So if you don't understand the whole sermon, that's okay, but you must listen out for the bit that's aimed at you. And if you're not sure about what that bit is, it'll be the bit about learning to love other people. That's what we most need to learn when we're small. Some would argue we also need to carry on learning it when we're big. And so that's what St. John Vianney was doing. He was helping people to grow in faith. That's not only the work of priests. All of us have a responsibility to help people grow in faith. You may one day be moms and dads yourselves, and one of the things you promise as parents is to help your children grow in faith. Or you might become someone's godparent or their grandparent. And all of those roles have a responsibility of helping us to grow in faith. So, now while we're small and children, let's ask to be like sponges. You know how a sponge just soaks up all the water around it? That's what we must do about knowledge of God. We must just soak it up so that we have it, so that when we need to be squeezed for it, it can all come dropping out for someone else. Let's pray. Lord, Help me to be like a sponge and soak up knowledge of you, the things I hear at church and at school and at home. Help me to know how to be a good and kind Christian and to follow Jesus all my life. I ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.